Hello, everyone, and welcome to Name Redacted Week 10. We just got our nice little congratulations for 10-week anniversary. So, welcome. Today is going to be a nice little special episode that we have coming to you from inside of Stella Brews over here in Ardmore. It's on Hawthorne Road, and it's right across the street from Carlisle's. We talk about this place all the time, and we finally are getting to come in. We have with us today the owner of Stella Brews, and I'm just actually going to go ahead and we're going to throw it around the horn real quick so you know everyone who's here. As usual, my hetero life mate, Colin Norris, is here.
Hello.
As well as our now official third host, Chris Nielsen.
What's up?
And of course, our official Google slash producer slash dude who hangs out is Jeff Shaman.
What's going on?
The Brew Shaman. And today, as I said, we have the owner of Stella Brews with us, and that is Matt. Matt, please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, sure. It's great to be here. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute honor.
Yeah, thanks for having us here. It's an honor for us.
But yeah, man, so I have been a beer connoisseur slash beer geek, whatever you want to call it, even a few years before I was old enough to drink. As soon as Duck Rabbit Milk Stout was really the craft beer that I first started and kind of opened Pandora's box for me, if you will, of craft beer.
We all remember it first.
And ever since then, it's just, you know, fallen in love with all the different flavor styles, countries, and everything. So when I graduated, I went to App State. When I graduated from there, I always knew I wanted to break into the industry a little bit. Got a gig as a sales rep for a wholesale distributor.
Cool.
And that's what I've been doing the last 4 years leading up to this venture here. And sorry, I keep looking at the iPad.
That's okay, because the meter is...
You just look right through it.
So, but it was, you know, always had the knowledge of, you know, of drinking beer, but learning the wholesale side and the merchandising side and the business side of it is a completely different animal. That was a perfect segue job to enter this. I always knew I wanted to own my own little craft beer bottle shop. The original dream was to be a brewery, and then I did a couple homebrew batches that got infected and realized I'm horrible at homebrew. I figured I would sell other people's fantastic beer.
There you go.
So long story short, I convinced the bank to loan me some money. I spent it all on beer. It was a lot more complicated than that, but that's the general gist of it.
Dude, that's the dream.
It's the American dream. It really is.
I can only imagine, like, anybody else who listens to that statement out of context is just like, well, that just seems fucking awful, but also great at the same time. But, well, oh, man.
It was funny, too, when I closed on the loan. I was like, you know, like the Dave Chappelle. I was like, I'm rich, bitch. And then, you know, like 2 weeks later, I had a mountain of beer in here, and like, the bank account was, like, drained, you know.
I remember coming in before you opened.
Yeah.
Because me and Colin had kept seeing this place like transforming over like a couple weeks, and I was like, I wonder what's going in over there. And then I talked to Justin across the street, and he was like, it's going to be a craft beer and wine, and disc golf shop. And I was like, it's going to be a what now? And just came across the street and looked in, and I was like, no, I can see it. I can see it now. And then the one day you were open to, well, not open, but you were like loading everything in. You were loading everything in. You and your wife were up front, like managing shit. And there was one other dude in here that I didn't really talk to at all. I was just like, oh, you're here too? That's cool. I'm going to talk to him. But no, it's been something that I think we, as, you know, I guess as a community in this area, we needed something like this because we have City Beverage. But City Beverage is very hoity-toity and very, like, kind of. And I think that we needed something like this where guys like us can walk in here and not feel like, I don't want to feel underdressed when I'm going to buy booze.
Yeah. Or like an idiot.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like, you know, I'm really educated about beer, but I go in there with blue hair and I'm automatically an idiot.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone thinks you're a jackass just because you're not, you know, like, fucking $35,000 online
suit.
I can be, you know, I can look like a douchebag and still know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, man, so we really try to have an inviting atmosphere. But just I will say about City Bev, they turned me on to craft beer
when I was a young
shopping. Spencer and Sonny are great people, man. They've turned a lot of people on to craft beer. But hey, I was just trying to do something different here.
Yeah.
Like you said, have a real open, inviting you know, I try to really personally talk to everyone that comes in and make them feel super welcome.
It seems also like you got a lot of stuff that's kind of tough to get. Like, even at a place like that, where you go to, like, Total Wine or something, they have a decent selection, but it's not...
Well, it's a huge selection, it's just shit that you're not really that interested in.
Right, or a lot of stuff, like, it's craft beer, but it's more common stuff that you've had, you know, more frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and a lot of the freedom to that, too, coming from the wholesale industry, Total Wine has contracts. And so to get, like, a beer in, like, say a new beer comes in, say Green Man, for example, at Asheville.
Yeah.
You know, brews, like, you know, we'll just say, like, a smoked porter or something crazy. Total Wine can't just bring it in. They have to go through this whole process of getting on their, you know, the
contract. Because they're so corporate.
So
Whole Foods is corporate.
But I mean, you know, Total Wine, it's a great, serves its purpose what it is. Great
people.
I mean, they're, you know, awesome shop. But I having a lot of rare, hard-to-find stuff, it's the freedom of having an independent shop. And if a brand-new beer comes out, I can just say, bring it in.
Yeah.
Send it in the next day.
We'll see how it sells.
Kind of hunt out some.
You're a perfect test market.
Yes.
I mean, they're not gonna risk 50 bottles on Whole Foods or Total Wine when they don't know how it's gonna sell. So they'll come somewhere local like this, independent, where there's very little risk.
Just sell a line in the fucking cooler instead of having to sell like 8 cases of it.
Right.
You have 2 runners, and you just got to get rid of those. It's like, you know, 12 bottles, and that's fine. See how it goes. See how quickly it gets out. But you don't just have beer here. I feel this is something that should be mentioned.
There's soda over there.
There's soda. There's wine.
For the kids.
There's mead. There's mead. And not only mead, but really cool mead.
Yeah,
mead that I bought for somebody's birthday that has the best name of anything ever, called Zombie Killer. There's some sweet shit in this place.
Yeah, it's awesome. I ran in here like a kid in a candy store the first time. On your soft open, I was just like spinning in circles.
You were taking videos and pictures for these two assholes.
I was taking videos and panoramic, and I was like, look, it's like Willy Wonka for beer.
I sent Jeff a fucking pic, or was it a video or a picture?
It was a video.
I sent him a video of the whole fucking disc golf section and then spun it into the beer. And I was like, Jeff, it's like your Mecca. And he sends me a text back that just says, oh my God.
Yeah, well, we, you know, and the disc golf portion too, you know, we do sell, we try to sell, we have a great selection of meads, sakis, a really kind of hand-picked, you know, killer eclectic wine selection. Yeah. I like to say, we don't carry cheap wine, but we have tons of $6.99, $7.99 value wines that are really good. I mean,
like that Perry Fields Viognier Chardonnay over there is not an expensive bottle of wine, but it's solid.
Yeah, no doubt.
I've tried it. I mean,
do you have Umeshu, the plum wine from Japan?
No,
dude. I would recommend getting one or two. See, I would recommend getting one or two plum wines because they are nuts. Like, they're so good, especially if you can get them from the right place.
Sure,
they're really, really good. But yes, anyway, tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of, like, did you grow up around here and all that kind of shit? Are you a North Carolinian?
Yeah, sure. I am a North Carolinian. I was born in Charlotte, pretty much grew up in Clemens, a little town near...
Oh, you know, that's Clemens, where I work.
Right near Clemens, or right near Winston-Salem. Grew up there, went to West Forsyth High School.
Around
here. So, you know,
nice.
Was kind of born and bred in this area. The mountains called me. I went to lived in Boone for about 8 years. Went to Appalachian State. Tried to stick around a while, but outside of the university, there's not too much work up that way. So that's
unless
when
you work at the Jimmy.
Yes. And that's but anyways, that's where I met. I was friends with my wife. We went to high school together, but never dated. We started dating at App, and you know, fell in love, and the rest is history. But we got married last October, actually.
So we've been
living together. We just celebrated a year the week after we opened. So
we told us about these huge
plans to, like, you know, we're like, oh, we're gonna take this, you know, kick a vacation, you know, but it was we had one night at least, but as this has, you know, completely consumed my life. But,
yeah.
So we
But it's good to have something that you love consume your life.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Like, it's much better to do it that way. And your wife is the nicest lady. She's so quiet.
She's awesome,
though,
man.
She's like, are you guys going to do the podcast here? I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, so, like, how long is it going to go? I was like, I don't know. Do you want to sit in? She goes, no, I don't want to talk. I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, she's awesome, man. They're super. She is the reason this really happened. I mean, you know, it,
It's a
support
system.
A lot of stereotypes, like, oh, you know, I like to get away from my wife. But, like, that's why she works here, man. She's, like, literally is my better half. She does.
That's awesome.
She does what I suck at, like enter inventory, keep all my bills straight, keep inventory entered in there, up to date, price. Like I just like to talk to people and stock beer.
Sweetie,
that's what I'm good at. So.
You choose beer, and you talk to customers and butter them up. Let me take care of the real things, and you can take care of the talking to people.
No doubt.
It takes a pretty strong relationship to go, honey, I'm going to take our nest egg and I'm going to throw it at the wall.
Yeah. And see what sticks. Let's take every penny we have saved and then take on a mountain of debt.
Exactly.
At the beer store. So
exactly.
She, to get her on board with that was awesome.
That's fantastic.
And I would just like to point out, if you were listening to this, I would really appreciate it if you guys would do what I'm sure all four of us do around the table, which is I plug this place to everybody. Fucking everyone. I am in line, or I am on the register at my job. People come through, they've got beer, and I go, have you been to Stella yet? And they're like, what? I was like, all right, go down Haynes Bar Boulevard, you're going to take a right on Silas Creek, you're going to get off on the first exit, it's Bolton, you're going to take a left on Bolton, you're going to get to the end, it's going to be Hawthorne. Take a right on Hawthorne, it's at the end of that block. Go there, walk inside, be like, hey, are you Matt? Cool, show me cool things. And like I've gotten at least two customers a day at my job to be like, oh, I'm gonna check that shit out.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Fucking right, you're gonna check that shit out.
What's really cool about this place and something you do, craft beer can be intimidating.
Oh yeah.
You walk in and you see everything and you're just like, I don't know where to fucking start.
Yeah.
So you can just be, you can kind of be that ambassador to like guide people through.
Sure, yeah. And there really is beer for everyone. Generally you just start with, well, what style do you like? You know, and if someone's like, well, you know, maybe all they know about craft beer is Blue Moon. You know, I'm like, well, great. You know, that's a great starting point.
Yeah.
We have tons of wheat and Belgian wit and Hefeweizen beers out there. So, you know, you can really kind of turn them on to something like maybe a Mother Earth Weeping Willow Wit,
which is
an
really
awesome
good.
North Carolina brewery Belgian wit. And, you know, so you kind of, ease people into it.
It's sort of like getting more and more kinky with sex.
You
dip your toe in a little bit, and then the next thing you know, you've got a butt plug in your butt drinking chili stout.
It's not all missionary.
It's not, really? No, yeah.
There's some crazy shit out there.
Every once in a while, you got to try, just do the tap on the ass, be like, oh, she's okay with it. Then a little bit harder, maybe she likes spanking. Maybe it's, bah!
And then you're in jail.
And then you're in jail. He hit me. No, I didn't. It was her butt. That's a different thing. But yeah, we're actually going to introduce one of our new segments this week right off the bat to just kind of get something a little bit funny in the beginning. Came up with a new segment a few weeks ago that was based on something that me and one of my old buddies used to do, which is we used to do our fantasy historical fights that we'd want to have between ourselves and anybody in history, and I just kind of expanded it. So we have a little segment on here now that we are calling Fight, Talk, Marry, which is you choose three people, and we're going to have them in different categories each week, like, or each time we do the segment. Like, one time it'll just be, you know, anybody in history. The next time it might be presidents of the United States. The next time it might be comic book heroes. The next time it might be somebody from cartoons.
TV moms. Just
TV moms. Yeah. Like, so we'll have something, you know, each week that's a little, or each time we do it that's a little different. Today we're just going to go with the basic. You can choose anybody at all, real life. Like, past, present, or someone that might even come along. That's not even a real thing. I'm just making shit up now. So anybody at all in history, fight, talk, marry.
I feel weird looking up at you.
The same thing. All the seats are, we have a bunch of different height seats in here. Bar stools and lounge chairs.
And like Alex is in charge because we're like all looking up at Alex.
I feel like I'm handing down edicts.
We shall be doing fight, marry, talk now.
I just want to put an olive branch around your head.
I feel a little Caesar-esque.
give you a glass of mead.
Yes, there's some right there. So, unfortunately, I can't drink like everyone else can on Sundays now because I go into work.
I can't
as soon
really
as
drink
we're done.
That much either. I got a lot.
Well, yeah, but you can also stay and sober up for a little while.
I just stay at Jeff's house on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
And you just ride to work with him the next morning.
If I have to, yeah.
That's
happened once or twice.
Yeah.
And sometimes you stayed at Venture and were late to work. And that shit just happened.
And then you break your key.
Yep.
Oh my god, that was the
Jeff
worst.
Had to come,
that was the yeah, worst morning ever. We'll get
that's
a,
yeah, that's still
that's another episode.
Yeah. So basically what it's going to be is a fight is anybody at all that you want to have a fight with, whether it's because you want to kick the shit out of them or because you think it'd be a good fight or an interesting fight.
Does that have
fight.
To be a physical fight or could that be like a debate?
I will let you... No, I'll let you go however you'd like.
Talk is a conversation.
Talk okay. is just a conversation. And talk is
like
going to be...
Like, have a beer with.
Yes.
Would be a talk.
So the talk segment, or the talk section of this is going to be somebody that you think would have a good conversation with you, or would have a lot of interesting things to say.
So are we just going to pick a person, or are we just...
No, just you pick three. You okay. pick one for
but
each.
But we should call it Fight, Pint, Mary.
Fight, Pint, Mary?
I like
tonight that. Is Fight Pint Mary.
Yeah,
tonight we fight
beer
Pint Mary.
We're in a beer. Yes. We're in a beer shop. Yeah.
So I guess no drunk fight. Pint.
Drunk in one night stand.
No. Not even that. Quickie Vegas wedding. That's tonight. Tonight is going to be drunk and fight.
I like it.
Share a pint. Quickie Vegas wedding. If anybody's got ones to go, I can start if we need, if you guys need a little bit of time to gear up for this.
I'm thinking, so
okay.
you go ahead and start, and we'll go. Which way do you want to go around the horn?
We'll swing it to Jeff.
Okay.
If that's fine. I'm sorry, Google.
I'm sorry, I'll thank you.
I'll swing it
I'll
at Jeff.
Googling things.
I'll swing it at Jeff. Okay, so drunk fight, Mickey Rourke.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Dude. Because I feel
are we
like,
talking like now Mickey Rourke or Pope of Greenwich Village Mickey Rourke?
I'm talking now Mickey Rourke.
Okay, I'll take it. All
like,
right.
like actually looks like the dude from Sin City in real life Mickey Rourke.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because as much of a fun fight as it would be fighting Mickey Rourke when he's sober, I can only imagine how much more of a beating that guy could take when he's drunk. Because
yeah.
you know that guy can take hits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know he can. Have a pint with anybody in history, just because I would like to see what this person looks like on alcohol, Gandhi. Because I'd love to see Gandhi a little drunk, tiny little fucking like 98-pound Gandhi.
Hadn't eaten in like 3 days.
Had one of
these. Yeah,
he did. Sample glasses and be pissed.
Gone. And Quickie Vegas wedding. Oh man, I think for me, a Quickie Vegas wedding with somebody famous. Oh man, I'd end up marrying Alanis Morissette at a Quickie Vegas wedding.
Ryan Reynolds almost did.
See? I'm telling you. Like because
you have to have that little bit of regret in the drunken yeah. wedding.
Which is why yeah. I almost picked Minnie Driver, but I'd be like, I don't regret this for a second. It's
not
fucking Minnie Driver. I'm into this. In fact, Quickie Vegas wedding lasts forever. I'm never divorcing you. We consummate. We're done. There's nothing. Can't annul it. It's good forever. So those are my three. Hefe, how about you?
I'm gonna have to take a pass because I can't. I gotta think.
Okay, well,
a lot of pressure.
We can throw it over Chris. We'll come back to you. Also, I like the reverberation.
Yeah, we have some nasty reverb.
The acoustics in this building.
It's yes.
It's concrete.
It is. It's made entirely of,
it sounded
of
good
masonry.
It sounded good in the...
It did. It sounded really good in the soundtrack.
Yeah.
If it were a live band, we'd be going deaf right now. Though.
Yeah.
I can't think of a fight yet, but I'll come up with that. But my talk, or my pint, would be Steve Wozniak.
Okay.
Nice.
So much fun. Just to talk to him, because like I'm a huge nerd, he's a huge nerd. Like he's just got so much life experience that most people don't have. Plus, he just does stuff like... I heard a story about how he had a pretty powerful green laser, and he would just drive behind cars and shoot it in their rearview mirror to make them think they were getting abducted by aliens.
Fucking Woz, man.
He went... there's a story about how he went on a plane to Antarctica, the plane got diverted, and they ended up just stopping in South America, and apparently he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. So either he knew already, or he's just always wears a Hawaiian shirt and shorts.
I could see the Woz. I could... prepared for any eventuality.
The Woz.
My Vegas mistake wedding would probably have to be somebody like Tara Reid. Or it's just like that one night you're like, oh, fuck yes. And then you wake up and you're like, what the fuck did I do? Fight.
Drunken fight.
Drunken fight.
Drunken fight.
Like somebody that you think you'd actually get into a fight with at a bar.
Oh, man.
Mine is why I chose Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody that's just a douchebag, like,
Justin Bieber?
I'm gonna be honest here, man. My number two is Bono.
Wait,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Home
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Home dude from Sugar Ray.
Really?
Mark McGrath.
Yeah,
Mark McGrath.
McGrath.
Mark McGrath?
Yeah, because like okay. he seems like an okay guy, but like if he was drunk, he would just be a douche.
Yeah.
Be like, remember that song that I did? Yeah, like 12 years ago.
Yeah, that one song that you did ever.
God. That had the video that was just you getting your ass kicked by some giant black dude. Yeah, I remember that.
He has Irish tattooed across his back.
Yeah.
As if the McGrath wasn't enough of a...
Big M, little C. I get it, bro.
All right, Matt.
What are you,
Matt? All right. Giving this a lot of thought.
Good.
And
remember, this is all hypothetical.
No doubt.
Just tossing that out there for you.
The drunken fight, without a doubt, would be Christopher Columbus. That bad.
Oh, yes.
Everyone, you know, like in history, praises, you know, you're tall, like, oh, Chris, you know, he basically started a genocide.
Yes,
right.
He did.
I mean, he's responsible for it. He
hey,
started
do you want
a
this
genocide.
Box blanket?
My favorite fact about Christopher Columbus is that after he got here, everybody slowly started to realize that he was not in India, and he was so stubborn that he was literally on his deathbed talking about how he had gone to India.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, no, you're on the islands off of America.
Yeah. He found a country that we had forgotten about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
that Eric the Red, that Leif Erikson had been to long before you.
Like 300 years
and you weren't even the main part, you were just on a small island off of it.
Yeah.
And then there's that guy, Amerigo Vespucci, that this fucking country is named after.
I mean, we could be Ericssonica.
I'll take it.
Yes.
It's fun.
No doubt.
So.
But yeah, Christopher Columbus, you know, would love to drunk and just beat the crap out of him. Yeah,
nice.
Like, yeah, this one's for you. So, anyways, talk, without a doubt, would have to be the current Dalai Lama.
Yes.
To have a pint with that guy.
That'd
I mean,
be amazing.
I see, like, interviews with him, and I'm just like... grinning ear to ear. Like, I don't know how he makes me feel like this, but I'm just so happy.
This is like the nicest guy ever.
And, you know, I like how he's, like, really, like, you know, adapted to, you know, modernization.
Absolutely.
And stuff. Like,
yeah.
He's, you know, he's really embraced technology and modernization and all of that jazz. So, what was it, the Vegas one-night stand?
Yes.
Vegas,
one-night stand marriage?
Vegas quickie.
Yes.
Quickie
Vegas
wedding.
Quickie marriage. I mean, I just make it easy. One night, get it out of the way, Warren Buffett. I'm set for
that. Taking half.
I'm taking half. I want half.
Half.
Out of everything. That is my trifecta.
That's awesome. Wait, where's Alex?
Getting some water.
Oh, okay, getting some water. Okay, so.
There's a whole kitchen back there.
My drunken fight would have to be Teddy Roosevelt. Not because I hate him. Not because I hate him.
It would be fun.
I just think it would be a fucking blast to get obliterated and fight Teddy Roosevelt.
Just don't wear like a rhino hat.
No, because he'll shoot me. Let's see.
Like Dick Cheney's friend.
Yep. Let's see. Drunken. Have a pint with. I know he doesn't really drink, but I'm just going to suck Kev's Smith's dick again and say, Kevin Smith, I'd love to sit down and he'd drink a Yoo-Hoo and I'd have a beer, but that's probably how that'd go. And
he'd smoke a fat joint though.
Get me fucking baked.
He'd just be like, yo, but the beer's good, but it tastes better with this.
And my drunken Vegas quickie marriage is because I think she's just a dirty bitch. Miley Cyrus. I mean, like, I would get married for her just for her to twerk on my face. And then just get it all. And I don't care if she looks like a horse from the neck up. She could get that deep.
She can get it. I don't know what it is, but she can get it.
Guys, I just found out, not to cock block Jeff on his thing.
It looks like he's still thinking a
little.
No,
I got it.
Kind of,
go
oh, do you? Oh, no, I was
go,
trying
go.
To stall.
Tell your story.
Oh, Jamie Lynn Spears is coming to the Blind Tiger.
What?
We're going.
Apparently she plays country music, but I really want to go and get hammered.
How old is she now?
I brought it up at Vampires the other day. I was like, hey guys, let's open up for Jamie Lynn Spears. Yeah. Like, what opportunity are we going to have to troll?
I guess we were 14 or 15 when Britney Spears came out, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Taking that motherfucker with us and being like, hey Jamie, give us a one-liner.
Well, I will say, we can definitely get a liner. Joe Ferguson booked it, and there's some meet and greet slots, so...
Ooh, bro!
Oh, God.
Name redacted meet and greet. Be like, hey, so your sister's a crazy bitch. But apparently you're okay. Give us a one-liner about how your sister's a whore. No? No? Okay, can I have head?
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Actually
yeah.
really weird because, like, she's a little bit younger than me. She's, like, 21, I think, now. But she looks just like her sister did when she was 18.
Nice.
And so it's weird because we were watching some videos of it today, and it's like Britney Spears playing country music.
I can dig it. She popped out a kid, didn't she?
Yeah. She's like,
Jamie Lynn
16?
Spears as a kid?
Yeah, when
yeah that's
like
how she got fired from Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
That's off
no pregnant policy.
That's, now I understand why the 16 and pregnant craze started. Way to go, Jamie.
All because of,
Jamie Lynn
Jeff.
Jamie
Lynn
Spears. Yes. I'm going to start with the pint.
Okay.
I would like to have a pint with Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck some
go
bunkers.
Get some bitches. Yeah. Party animal.
French whores.
Hell yeah.
Let's say you did have syphilis, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me, thy lady. Shall thee suck mine cock?
And keep going.
The Vegas Joan of Arc.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of crazy.
I mean, she talked to herself a lot, but
that's
you
okay.
Get over that.
Oddly enough, she was my first choice for fight.
For
when
fight.
The first time me and my buddy did this, he was like, anybody in history that you'd want to fight. And he was like, but you think it'd be a really good fight. I was like, Joan of Arc, man. Me and her just slugging it out. The only woman in history I wouldn't feel bad about just fucking wailing into. Her and Mulan, just skipped it, man.
Former and Jeff's wife are in a fight again. We gotta.
Well, we probably like fuck and fight and fight and fuck.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. We get both.
Be nice, yeah.
Okay.
So who's your drunken fight?
Drunken fight, probably. I think it would be kind of cool. Maybe like George Washington, like in his prime.
He's a tall fucker, though.
He's
like 6'4".
And he also, I don't know if you've seen the pictures of him on the boat. Motherfucker has shoulders that are like 12 miles long.
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever punched a dude with wooden teeth?
Dude is blonde.
Not this exact.
Just, like I said, I'm like, I realize you're wearing a jacket, but those are your shoulders under the jacket. Like,
I may be wrong, but wasn't he kind of ill-tempered a little bit?
He was not a nice guy, I know that.
I think it was one of those things where it's like, if you were like hanging out with him at a bar, and that makes the fight even better. Like,
exactly.
I think he's one of those guys, if you're hanging out with him at a bar and you said something you didn't like, he'd fucking just lay you out for it.
I have a question. Have we now realized that Jeff really likes picking American history presidents and, like... Yeah, because you chose two presidents for the eulogy.
Yeah.
And then there's two presidents for this.
You're also...
A president and then
a founding father.
So you're,
He's
on a little bit of an American history kick right now.
That's what I've always liked in history.
I just realized I'm wearing a shirt with a collar. I didn't realize until just now that I'm wearing a collared shirt.
You could have gone to Total Wine.
I could have. And I would have been allowed in.
Thanks for sharing.
I'm sorry, my hand touched it. I was like, fuck you, collar. Anyway, do we want to get started with some tasting?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
While we do that, we can talk about... Yeah, let's just...
other stuff. Do you want me to... Or is it those?
You want to lead off with those, or do you want to...
Let's try the Jeff's beer.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, can we try...
You want to do the pumpkin?
Let's do the pumpkin first.
Okay.
Yeah,
I guess it's kind of light. It's
okay, cool.
Spicy.
Okay, cool.
So this is going to be Jeff's pumpkin. Is it an ale?
Yeah.
Pumpkin ale. All right. That he homebrews himself. I've had a small taste of it, and I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody.
Guys, I also just realized something else. I was listening to more of the NSFW show, and they had a guy come on that does homebrew, and they reviewed like his beers and stuff.
Ooh.
Some of it's starting to be commercially available. No, it's just funny because we're doing all this stuff unintentionally.
Yeah,
but it's just like
There's only so much you can quote unquote originally do.
I thought it was kind of more cool than it. I don't think we're not ripping them off.
Oh,
you know, but
it's just nice to know that they had the same ideas that we had.
Yeah,
only real
remember
podcast.
I can only have a tiny bit.
That we're ripping
okay,
off is Tell Him Steve Dave, because we ripped off 1-2-3.
Well,
to be fair, so did
we. Just took the name.
Yeah.
Because it was a thing out. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been a thing. I mean, because before that, I'd played Two Lies and a Truth. And I'd also played Two Truths and a Lie.
No, I usually do Two Truths and a Lie. I was on, there's a message board I was a moderator on, and I ran the games section of that, and that was one of the message board games that we used to play.
Cool.
I was back in my old days, Colin.
Actually, here's something that I also want to just... I know this is a really weird moment for this to happen, but because since we're talking about...
We need to switch this, and we need to tweet that at Sprint.
Yeah.
You do need to post this picture now for relevancy.
Somebody with an actual good camera on their phone, please fucking take a picture.
I'll take a picture in a second.
We have all the bottles lined up, like the signal bars on your cell phone.
Yes.
So something small, I know that this is kind of a random moment for me to do this, but we were talking about, like, you know, the other podcasts and stuff have done things, you know, that we have done because, you know, like, when you do this kind of thing, clearly, like I said, not everything's going to be original, but one thing that I'd like to plug in terms of a good game for people to play when they're just... he's not even drunk yet. A good game for you to play, which we'll explain on a later date for when you're just bored with your friends, is called I'm Thinking of a Thing.
You know where that's from? Another podcast.
Motherfucker.
That's from Nerdist.
JK.
That's from Nerdist? I've never heard of that.
I think one of the guests came on and told them about it, or maybe Chris, I don't know. Yeah, but they don't play it on the show, though. But that he talked about how it's a thing.
Okay.
Colin.
Yes,
Colin Norris.
You didn't drink this yet, man.
So let me say, this pumpkin beer is really, really tasty.
You like it?
Kudos. This is an awesome brew. I love, like, the nose, which is, you know, what I first usually start with a beer tasting is, like, huge nutmeg
you
and pumpkin spice to it.
Yeah, I'm going to take one home. and let me go on record.
I
all
need
of
one
our,
for... Actually,
your dad.
Yeah.
And
all of our regular listeners.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
All of our regular listeners know this. I hate pumpkin everything. I'm not a huge fan of pumpkin.
The
I feel like every
the
pumpkinification of America. I hate pumpkin. Pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin soap, pumpkin dildo, pumpkin fucking whatever.
I now want a pumpkin dildo just to carry around and just be like, beware of the pumpkin.
The head of the deck is a big pumpkin. It's Jack Skellington. You
exactly.
Know, like,
oh, dude, we should do erotic jack-o'-lanterns next year.
Yes. Because we're not doing Colin and Willie. I'm sorry.
I want to do...
I'm so embarrassed. I don't want everybody to know what my dick looks like.
They
Colin
won't.
Out of everybody?
We already know!
Or you're Joe Davis, and everybody knows.
This is really good. That, like, there's a good amount of pumpkin. It's, like, not like I'm taking a whole fucking spoonful of nutmeg. Like,
I changed the recipe this year. To get the spices and the vanilla bean and everything,
mm-hmm.
you use some kind of liquor to make an extract.
Yeah.
So last year I did the Captain Morgan Spice Rum.
Ooh, which
this
already
year,
has like a high amount of vanilla in it.
This year I did a bottle of 151. Woo!
I know all the alcohol gets boiled out in a wort, but...
No, it actually gets put in
absolutely.
In the bottling. So there is... It's not a lot of alcohol, but
no,
there
just,
is
it,
a little
it
bit.
It raises the ABV a tiny bit above what... You can,
it's only,
that doesn't get calculated.
It's only about 4 ounces. It's
not
that much.
That's not that much.
You dump it into 5 gallons, it's really not
that much. It adds a little bit of flavor. Sometimes when we do the stout, we'll do that with bourbon.
The flavor is definitely different.
Oh, man. I like that.
I do, too.
I really, 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 really like that.
It's a
good orange color, too.
Yeah, it's got a great color to it.
It's not like
drop a dime at the bottom and see it. Clear either, which is a lot of problem. I have a lot of problems with. They just look weak with a lot of pumpkin.
Do you know what the approximate ABV is?
It's like six and
six.
A half. Maybe.
I taste six.
Looks, I mean, dead on carbon too.
Yeah,
yeah, that one's right. It has good lacing too. Yeah.
That's the toughest part, man. Is just getting it so the mouth feels just right. We had a stout that it like it tastes amazing, but like it's about like this carbonated, so it's just like ugh.
Man, I have that same feeling that Logan had the night he was on, where there are all these awesome beers, and I'm gonna put them on my tongue for a second, and then I can't have any more. Because I have to go work with heavy fucking machinery for the next 8 hours after we're done with this.
Fucking third shift. What?
Wake up in cold sweats tonight, like,
dude, it's gonna be like that. I'm gonna be like, I had the chance to get more! I couldn't get more!
Palmer, I love that we've kind of molded you into a beer guy.
I
do love that.
I am a little bit more of a beer guy than I was, and I've come to appreciate a lot of subtleties and nuances that I didn't appreciate before, and I've been able to drink things and not just be like, well, this tastes like penis butter.
And I make good beer and you like it.
Yes.
You do make good beer. It'd be different if we were like, yeah, Jeff, good. Great. This is delicious.
Like, good try, buddy. It's
I'm going to put this on the fridge right here.
Forget
elephants
aren't
orange, you idiot. I have definitely become more and more of a beer person as I've hung out in this group of friends, and I'm still gonna choose Tom Collins and fucking rum and coke every day. But
now I want a Tom Collins. I haven't had Tom Collins
in forever. Dude, I love Tom Collins. If you get the right person making them, they're so good.
What a grasshopper.
Grasshopper's good.
I make a damn good Tom Collins.
When I was doing bartending, I make cream drinks. That was my thing.
Yeah.
And I'm really fucking good.
Still some left.
No, I gotta be careful.
My mom is
I'm looking at what's on deck.
It's a liquor milkshake. My liquor milkshake is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's so good. Anyway, not talking about liquor today, talking about beer. So, we have a few more that are set up for us by Matt.
Matt did this picking, he did it for us.
We had no say in what's coming up.
I put in my word.
Yes.
And I agreed with everything.
Yeah. And we might have a wild card after this, too. I don't know what it is yet.
Just flip a coin.
I haven't even fucking chosen yet.
Wild card, bitches.
What do we have?
I'm gonna start. this beautiful beverage. Many people are familiar with Chimay, which is a Trappist, probably the most widely recognized Trappist brew.
Which I've never had.
I could be wrong in this, but sure. I think there is around, and I could be wrong in this. I should know this, but I think there's only 8 Trappist breweries in the world. Strict standards you have to do. I know Chimay gives 90% of every penny they make, puts back into the monastery or goes to local charities.
Nice.
You can't, awesome. Another interesting fact, you can't have a picture of a monk on your label and still be considered a Trappist brewery.
You cannot?
You cannot. No. Like, you know, St. Bernard's and some of the
other...
It's like a marketing gimmick. Franz's has
one on there,
so,
too.
I could go on and on and on about Spain, but I'll tell this quick story I thought was really interesting the rep passed on to me. So we're drinking the Chimay White, which is their triple. They have the red, which is the double, the blue's the quad, the white's the triple.
So blue is the big daddy.
Blue's the big daddy. The reason I chose the white, believe it or not, so here's the story. During World War II, Germany, the German soldiers took over a lot of Belgian monasteries and kicked the monks out, destroyed the brew equipment, and used their brew facilities and monasteries as barracks, you know, for the war. So when America, you know, ended up winning America,
America.
When we ended up winning the war and pushed the Germans out of Belgium, as a thank you to the U.S., they started using Cascade hops in the Chimay White. So that's an interesting fact.
Oh, wow.
They import American Cascade hops and Chimay White as a thank you for winning the war. Because
we usually do the opposite.
Like, yeah,
we
import
Belgian
hops
and everything else.
It's the story of the day.
I've actually never had Chimay. We get beer
Cascade
and story.
Good, huh? Cascade.
Yeah.
Look at that head. Look at that head.
I'm taking just the tiniest little bit. That's good.
Look at that head.
Smells delicious.
Look at that. That's beautiful.
Oh, I know. I didn't want too much.
Oh, man.
That smells delicious.
Smell to it.
It smells like fresh. Like.
It's very light.
It smells like a field. Like just a nice field on a.
Oh, yeah.
Like a spring morning kind of thing.
Doing my best not to smell like grease on my hands from fixing my car today.
And the Belgian triple style is generally a lighter, lighter style, big kind of banana-y, almost like some orange cloves.
This is actually a triple I like. I hate triples.
Yeah. Do you really?
I can't say it.
Cascade hops. And
Jeff, he said the code word.
I get that dryness
from Cascade.
That's awesome.
Oh, banana clove, yes.
I've been on Jeff's dick about trying to do something banana clove. Okay. I want a banana clove Hefeweizen, man. I love
nice,
that.
Nice.
This is really good.
It's so good. It's like making some of us kind of sad. We're like,
I'm so fucking sad that I can't have more of that. It's such a bummer.
Now, what are these tasting glasses from? The Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival?
This is some random tasting. If anyone's ever been to a beer festival
or such,
they give you this free 6-ounce tasting glass, and you basically just go around and get hammered. But you try a bunch of different ones. So the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue, it's a kind of a chain of festivals, but this one particularly was in Charlotte. And they have, just like a beer festivals, everyone's set up, but people also pouring bourbon.
Looks like the big sipping.
It's like
sampling bourbon and then local there's like 30 like random dudes like grilling pork.
That's
and all
that's three
cool
things that are like my stuff favorite. Like the only thing missing amazing from that is comic books. Yeah. Like
comic books. Bring your own comics.
And tits. If there were tits there too, it'd be fucking fantastic.
Well, if there's enough beer and bourbon,
there's
gonna
be tits.
There's bound to be tits.
You might not want to see them.
40-year-old
biker tits.
Yeah, the big sip is coming out.
Man.
Yeah.
And anybody in Greensboro, it's craft beer, wine,
soda,
liquor, soda, and coffee.
And they also have cigars.
And they have cigars.
Nice.
They don't have any food. They have like nachos and pizza for food, but
and we're going.
So everyone's shit face.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
great.
One way or another, we're gonna be there.
I'm gonna have to DD. I'm gonna take
day
name redacted for 20 minutes. It's gonna be a serious podcast.
I.
And then after that, it's gonna be like, Fuller, let me fart on the fucking mic.
I think it'll probably be a clips episode.
Yeah.
Maybe some interviews.
Yeah, just get little.
It'll be tiny bits of you guys getting more progressive.
More and more and more
drunk.
With interviews
like
every like
30 minutes or so.
Every half hour will be like, and
us
now we're checking.
Oh, yeah. If you'd like to go with us, that'd be awesome.
Since I'm working like 100 hours a week now, I probably will not be able to.
It's December 14th.
I hope I can. Is it on Saturday, I assume?
I assume it's on a
Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
If there's any way I can swing it, I would. But
just shut down the show.
We'll see. Yeah, it's not like we do any business on a Saturday
just,
before Christmas.
Just put the old lady up here. Just put the old lady up here. Should we call
her?
You're not old. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I really like this one a
I
lot.
I do too. That was delicious.
Yeah, that's...
It's very, very... I guess the best way for me to say it is it's soft.
Salty on triples.
Is it just me? It's soft.
Soft?
Yeah.
Tickled a little bit.
Like, and I know that's a very odd thing
well,
to say
it's
about
it's a combination
beer
of how it's got a really crisp flavor and it's got like
it's
a
like
really light mouthfeel.
It's
so
like
I think,
silk.
Yeah,
I mean,
those two together kind of give that...
And it, I mean, it's still, because it's... To get kind of the American beer revolution, I mean, like, 15, 20 years ago, America was the worst beer in the world.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
it was just like, you know, watered-down beer. People in Europe
Pabst
were, like,
a blue ribbon
laughing at us. Yes, Pabst still advertised that they won a blue ribbon in 1892. But, if anyone that hasn't been, you know, stuck in a cave for the last, you know, 5 years has seen the craft beer boom and growth, by the end of next year, North Carolina will have over 100 craft brewers.
Yes.
Just alone. That's just North Carolina.
That's amazing.
So the it's blowing up like crazy. So America has gone from the worst beer country in the world to, and to get back to the Chimay, I'm going to say second best just because Belgians still brew
yep
the best damn beer. I don't
yep
know. It's got to be in the yeast strains. But
a lot of it, I think, is the climate, too.
Yeah.
Because they don't necessarily, like, it's, you know, like some of our beer, the better beer comes from, like, Colorado area because it's just the climate.
I was gonna
sure
say the
you know,
pH balance
here
of the water and everything
yeah
too.
Yeah, around here you got an artificial.
Yeah, water's a huge thing, isn't it, Jeff? That's something all like. Can you talk a little more about how the water affects? Because I'm like as I said, I'm
pH
a horrible
balances
home
and
brewer,
stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the amount of chlorines and anything else they put in it. You know, hard and soft water.
Yeah.
Anything like that will definitely affect.
They even
it,
talk about
which
like,
is why you were saying Colorado.
Yeah.
They have all that fresh,
yeah,
spring
water
that makes for great
you even
beer
hear people who make pizza talk about how the fact that New York has good pizza just because they have good water for the dough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just affects
it
anything there.
Plays a huge
place
role in that.
I think one thing that would be an interesting experiment is doing trying to do a boil out. So just taking water and boiling it and just catching what runs off. So put saran wrap over a boiling pot and catch all the water that runs off. And then when you catch all the water that runs off, you use that.
Well,
that's pure.
Fulmer, I have a still.
I do clean all the water. Everything that I boil, I put stuff into it.
I that I use exclusively
tablets
for distilling water, by the way.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
I'm just saying.
Just in case there's any feds listening.
Also, I mean, we don't just have like local home-owned breweries around here, like locally owned breweries. We've got people like Oscar Blues moving in, Sierra Nevada moving in.
Yeah, yeah.
New Belgium.
And I'm excited
in
about that.
No, no.
I took
and
a
I'm
trip
excited
out to Colorado a couple years ago, and it's interesting because the shitty beer is more expensive because the transportation to get it there is ridiculous. But all the breweries that are real close to there, it ends up being where you get really good beer for a lot cheaper because it's so close.
I've noticed that Sierra Nevada six packs have gone down in price. Oscar
yeah
Blues six packs have gone
so
down in price.
That. And it's also like transporting beer, a lot of times it doesn't get transported right, the temperatures are too high, And so, like, that's my thing with craft lagers. I love craft lagers, but they're real hard to find ones that have got transported right and maintain their integrity.
That's sure. why people sure. hate distribution. Yeah. They like yeah. to having their own yeah. distribution, which is why Red Oak is that.
Yeah. And so the quality of this, a lot of those beers is going to go up around here, too, hopefully.
Yeah, I'd also like to throw out a big fuck you to Flying Dog. Have you guys heard about this?
You told us last week.
Yeah, I know, but I'm gonna talk to Matt about it.
Yeah.
Flying Dog put out a beer called The Truth.
Okay.
And it's got, like, part of the artwork is a circle with, like, the North Carolina with a line through it. Because
really?
Because they just were like, fuck you, North Carolina.
What?
And we're like, you're from Colorado, and you're in Fredericksburg, Maryland now. So, because they were pissed that all the breweries were coming out here. Like, they did the same fucking thing. You just went to Maryland.
Yeah.
So I will never drink a Flying Dog beer again.
I support you. Kind of gimmicky way.
I also made the proclamation last week that I don't really like almost anything Flying Dog makes that I've had anyway.
I talked about it last week, this Wednesday. I was like, I just like the artwork.
It's just their beer is so unbalanced to me. It's just like, I was talking to a guy about this the other night, actually. he was like, I got in a beer conversation. This is the perfect time to talk about this while we're pouring some beers.
I'm going to steal your bottles, by the way.
Yeah, feel free.
Peel the labels off.
He was talking about local breweries, and he said, between Foothills and Natty Greens, Foothills is the superior brewery. And I was like, well, on some level, I agree with that. I personally like their beer more. But I find that out of the beers I've had, they have a harder time getting a balanced beer.
Foothills does?
I'd agree with that.
Foothills does?
Yes.
I would agree 100% with that.
And he was like, well, but just because they can't make a beer that the general public wants to drink doesn't mean that, you know, Natty Greens is a better brewery. And I was like, no. I agree with you. I prefer Foothills beer. But the thing about Natty Greens is, if you're talking about their ability to brew, it's much, much tougher to make a really drinkable, balanced beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I love Foothills. I'm glad they're here. I'm glad they're doing what they're doing. I'm glad they've expanded to get their distribution up. I'm just not a fan of their beers.
I love their beers.
Just personally.
Yeah. I'm a big... And I do wish they do a little more experimental. The Jade IPA.
The Jade IPA is wonderful. It is, but everything else is a little muddled, in my opinion. But that's just me.
I feel like both of them are that way, though. Maddie's is the same way.
I feel like every time I get an Old Town Brown or a Downtown Brown, whatever it's called, their brown ale, it's the same every time.
I think
the Cottonwood brown ale to me.
The seasonals are pretty good.
Yeah.
That's kind of where they start, which is funny because those are the ones that don't get distribution. Yeah. And maybe that's why they're better, actually, because that way they can still have consistency in the distributed beer.
I mean, I'll be in line this year to get a sexual chocolate. I know I will.
Natty's does seasonals, the ones that they don't put out, the ones that are strictly at
the Elm Street IPA.
But anytime, like, they had a lager out, it was like a month or two ago, and it was fantastic.
Okay, what are we drinking?
Depends.
All right, so.
Shit smells like apples.
Smells like apples.
It does. It smells
like
apples.
It too.
Right here we have
a cider.
The Golden Drach. I just like it because it's the drug.
Yeah.
It has a killer label with the kind of dragon, Viking-esque Belgian dragon ship label.
That's awesome.
But it is a dark Belgian triple. So it is, again, a Belgian triple, but it's a lot more malty, a lot darker.
Okay.
Super, super complex flavors. This is one of my personal favorite Belgian beers ever. I figured this was a good one to pop.
I think you're making Jeff come around on triples a little bit.
Maybe he just doesn't like it.
No, I like this.
You just don't know what you like, Jeff.
Trust me, I know what I like.
Just kidding.
But no, this is right up Chris's alley.
Yes.
Chris is a malt guy.
I love this.
I'm a hop guy.
This is a bottle I look at every time I go to the store and haven't broken down a bottle yet.
Every time we go to Total Wine, I look at that bottle.
Yeah.
It stands out.
It's just opaque white.
Yeah.
I want to try that, but I'm not going to pay like $7 for one bottle.
It's just metal as fuck.
It is a very metal looking label for sure.
It changes.
That's called complexity.
Yeah.
Welcome to beer.
Like, it really...
What is the ABV?
Like, it really changes, though.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, a minor...
That's why he said it's a beer.
Like, that's really crazy how much that changes.
Yeah.
And it's not just sip one, sip two, and sip three were all different. It was each time I took a sip...
It gets a little roller coaster.
It changed in... Yeah, like, it took about 12 seconds for everything to go through.
The finish on this thing is, like...
It's got a good middle, like, it's not just front and back, like, you kind of do get that...
The aftertaste is great, too.
It's absolutely awesome. And they also make the Gutendrock, they make a quadruple that is the black.
I've seen that guy too.
And that is just a malt bomb. I mean, that's just like a monster.
What's the ABV on that one?
I want to say it's 10.5 as well.
10.5 as well.
I think it might be 11.
Is that 10.5?
That's 10.5.
The first one was 8.
I need 12 sandwiches.
We're drinking like
you
little.
Saved some of your food.
I did. I still have half a sandwich and half a cheeseburger.
I get a little bit of alcohol taste off of this, but not.
I don't either.
Not 10% though. Yeah,
when you get into the higher ABVs, you definitely will.
Yeah, but I think it probably tastes more somewhere around. I'd equate it to maybe tasting like an 8.
Sure.
It's just real smooth. You can kind of taste it, but it's not.
With
it's
Chimay,
not like a barley wine where it's just kicking your teeth in.
With Chimay is an 8 and tastes more like a 5.5.
Yeah.
You know? Which is why I see people who go to a wreck and will drink like 4 Chimays and they're just blotto. Because they drank them in 15 minutes. Oh, man.
I would definitely, even not knowing, I would say this is at least 10.
Yeah. It's a little boozy.
Fucking brew beer.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, Matt, Jeff started on our, on his Imperial Stout that we have branded as us.
Yes.
Yesterday was brew day.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So the name redacted Imperial.
9.5%.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's how you know when you've made it big. You got a beer
exactly.
Name.
I'm really excited for it.
Dude, like, it smelled like chocolate. He showed me it was amazing.
He sent me a picture of mashing in and I was just like,
Homer's like, is that beer? Milk. Yes.
Yes.
It looked like hot chocolate.
What's the ferment time going to be on that?
We probably won't drink it for maybe like, ferment?
Yeah.
Like conditioning?
Yes. I'm
how long, thing. You mean how long until it's done?
Yes. How long until I can put it in my mouth?
I'm going to say
that's
probably like 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4?
I'm letting it ferment for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then we'll bottle condition for like 4 months.
Never mind.
Hey, Fulmer, we're going with that's what she said jokes again.
Boom!
That's what she said. That's
also, I would encourage anybody listening to this, you know, drink beer with us.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Then it makes more sense.
It does.
And if you want to get crazy with it, come into Stella Brew and buy everything
buy
we're going to taste.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll put that in the description.
Yeah, I will indeed do that. I'll get you on Facebook and I'll have you send me a list of the things we taste in the
right on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really good. It's just really fucking good.
It's going to get real weird because I had Sunday brunch today, so I've been slow drinking all day. So
we can head over to
Double Brunch.
Do a little plug for the new the Hoots Roller Bar, man. They do a Bloody Mary bar.
Oh my god!
Make your own Bloody Mary
I was
bar
there last. I was there on Sunday.
Killer,
and fucking Marty was like, "Here." I was like, "What is this?" He was like, "It's a Bloody Marty." I was like, "This is my day. This is what I'm doing."
Why is it Roller Bar?
Because they used to roll grain.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an old granary.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go over there sometime. They got their brew kettles.
I hear a roller and I think roller skates, and I'm like, that sounds.
Yeah, I was
amazing.
Thinking very roller derby.
Yeah, I was too.
No, it used to be a granary.
I'm just thinking it's like an old, like it's like a Sonic style drive-in, but a bar where the girls just like roller skate your beer to you.
That could be sexy as hell.
That would be so cool.
But also a lawsuit waiting to fucking happen.
I mean, they're not drinking.
They're not.
Not if they're working.
Oh, that looks gorgeous.
This looks beautiful.
What is that, the Terrapin?
So what we're pouring now is from Terrapin Brewery out of Athens, Georgia. This is their Moohoo. It has, if you can see the label, it's the coolest label ever. It's
cool.
A chocolate milk stout.
Yes.
And the label has a terrapin and a cow suit with an udder.
That's adorable. Terrapin.
It's a really cool
Terrapin label. Have the best labels. Like them and Lagunitas. I love their labels.
Yeah, Lagunitas is real creative for sure.
I just noticed.
Is this like a turbo stout?
This smells like the one I just brewed.
It is a chocolate milk stout, and it is actually...
Like, it smells like the milk stout I made.
There's a gourmet chocolate company out of, I believe they're out of Nashville, Tennessee, called Olive and Sinclair Chocolate. And I want to say they use over 400 pounds of cocoa nibs and shells from Olive and Sinclair Chocolate per barrel in this bad boy. And then some lactose as well. So it is a super just velvety chocolate
milk stout.
Do they
mash it? So they mash the cocoa, or do they put it in the boil?
I'm not sure on that. I just know it is incorporated.
That's
at
awesome.
Some point.
Oh, if you want some like chocolate shit, I need to get you the information to people who run a Skazu out of Raleigh. It's a small artisan chocolate thing that
thank you.
You could do a collab with.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Nibs.
I just noticed when I went in there, the coffee mugs you have in the back are from that little art store on Stratford. the consignment art store.
Oh, fuck.
The one that's over near where Lucky 32 used to be, near Five Points.
Okay.
I want to brew this.
The, like, three of those are from that store.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who has some ice cream?
Yeah.
This would go well. Vanilla this would go well cream. With a float. Like,
yeah, me and Jeff fruit. Love making, like,
I want there to
floats.
Be, I wish this had a little more body to it.
It's very smooth. I mean,
it's very smooth. I want a little.
I want a little on the back. I want to, okay. When I get on the front, I just want that to finish through. That'd be really
yeah.
good.
I love this stuff.
It's very,
it's
very
delicious.
Smooth.
It tastes like a melted chocolate bar.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it does.
And it, like, I honestly think this is a little bit better
than
it's like
than a Hershey's else. Bar I melted, put some milk in there, and drank it.
It tastes like a chocolate milkshake, mm. in the best way.
Yeah, Terrapin too. They
I've never heard someone say this tastes like a chocolate milkshake in a bad way.
Oh man,
you're talking about beer though. You're like,
I hate chocolate milkshakes.
Is that a thing?
Some people don't like
what
chocolate.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like chocolate ice cream. Here you go. The way I like chocolate milkshakes is with vanilla ice cream and chocolate sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Not chocolate ice cream.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. You know who does that? Hardee's. And it's delicious.
You know, I like the Steak and Shake.
Somebody
really
should try
good.
To make like a malted milk ball.
This is really
stout.
Good.
Ooh.
Oh, it's super drinkable.
This is really
this
good.
Is really smooth. I do like
I couldn't drink more than
this
like.
This is a good session beer.
These would be a good session beer?
Well, see, me and Jeff drink really hearty beer.
I do too. I'm a porter. I'm a porter guy. Like, whenever fucking Duck Rabbit's Porter comes out.
Although we had a friend that
it
we
just came out.
Is this like six?
I don't get paid until Thursday.
Six or
me and Jeff used to have a friend that we would get a pint night with, and she would drink like six
Ooh.
Sexual chocolates just.
I was up by one. It's 6.1. I said six.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Are we talking about Wednesday?
Caitlin going to pint night? Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
God,
just
those
like,
sexual chocolates?
Just hammering them.
I do like two, and I'd be like, oh, I'm good. She's like, no, I'm like on six. I'm like, this beer's like 10.5%. Holy shit. And you're like.
Thick as hell.
98 pounds.
I don't think my stomach can hold that much stout.
I think my record
so
for stouts in a night was 14.
It's such a good beer, though.
14
Murphys.
Ah, well, Murphys is.
I hit
it's
this
good, but it's not. It's not thick. Like it doesn't fill
no,
you up
no,
the same
no.
way.
Yeah.
I got Duck Rabbit Milk Stout.
Yeah,
Duck Rabbit Milk Stout won, and I'm
I just had, actually just had Murphy's on
those,
tap today with breakfast.
Oscar Blues 10 fitties.
Oh, 10 fitties. Yeah.
Oh God.
I've never had it.
Six
had
pack
a
of those. 50. You're schwasted.
Done. Yeah.
Same with their Goodnights.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on the subject of Imperial Stouts, I would like to, a future plug for Stella Brew here.
Yeah.
We have already started a cellar room in the back. I have a room that stays a little cooler. No UV light gets in at all. And I have already squirreled away a case of the brewery Tart of Darkness, a case of Bell's Expedition Stout, a case of Tin Fitty, a case of Sierra Narwhal, some Belgian Sours, anything that will age very well, such as an Imperial Stout. And hopefully, as long as I'm still in business, which I'm hoping to be in the third year, I'm going to start doing an annual cellar release day. Where I bring different vintages out for sale. So you can
that's
like have the opportunity
idea.
To buy, you know, say a Bell's Expedition Stout from 2013, 14, and 15. You know what I mean?
That's,
like
that's
dude,
fantastic.
Just the idea that there's even a small possibility that this place could not exist makes me want to go browbeat people into coming in. Like, don't
real.
Fuck me over. Go there.
Retail at gunpoint.
Jesus.
Get in.
Go, what,
buy
go
something.
Buy something. I don't want to steal your money. I want you to spend it. Because if I take it, I'm just going to spend it on comics.
That's what you should do. You should do like a comic book style pull sheet for every for people. Like do a subscription.
Mm.
Like I would like to subscribe to these breweries.
Yeah, me and Jeff were actually thinking about that. About doing a like some sort of like a newsletter, like a small magazine thing with like a beer subscription.
For the homebrews, yeah.
I definitely, I think that'd be really cool. Like every time,
like
you know,
a
brewery,
like a quarterly pull sheet of all your favorite seasonals.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and have people sign up for them for when they come in, and like when certain breweries come out with like a specialty, like when a bunch of those breweries did the end of the world beer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Stone did one of those.
Yeah, there was a lot.
The 12
Shock Top did one. Shock Top did an end of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard about Stone?
That last sip was just like I was eating a chocolate bar.
My favorite is the, and this is just, they didn't do it, they've just always done it, but the Unibrewery out of Canada, the Le Fin de Monde.
Le Fin de Monde.
Is French for
the end of the world.
End of the world. But, I drank a few of those.
Have you heard of Stone's about to do this thing called Best Buy?
Oh, yeah, the Enjoy Buy? Or
yeah, it's called Enjoy Buy or Best Buy, where, like, if you don't drink it by that time, it's going to go bad.
Nice.
Like, it's not set up.
Like, an unfiltered.
Well, they've had.
I can't remember exactly.
And they have their. I think what you're talking about, their double IPAs, it's an Enjoy Buy series.
Yes.
And they come out with different ones throughout the year, and it's like. And their label is Enjoy By, and then the dates in huge font. Like,
yeah.
The last one was like 11, Enjoy By 11/14.
The newest ones come out and, Tuesday, actually.
Yeah, they're phenomenal double IP. I mean, still like, I feel like some brewery, like Duck Rabbit, does dark beer.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
Like Stone, hoppy beer, Stone is like.
That's their
shit. Arrogant Bastard.
Yeah. Arrogant Bastard,
just like,
strong ale.
Just beers that will punch you in the face.
See, I understand that ideal just based on what I do. Because being that I do longboards and shit, and there's huge differences between different types of longboards. There's downhill, there's free ride, there's freestyle, there's dancer, there's old school, and I specialize in dancers. I will challenge any company out there to make a better one than me. I don't think they can. I think I make the best one. I really do. And I'm just kind of like, to hear you guys talk about it with beer. It's kind of interesting to me, because when you guys are like, oh, they do the dark beers, I was like, they do, so their dark beer is like my dancer. That's, my brain immediately goes there, because I'm like, I'd love to be known for, like, being the best at that, you know? So that's kind
of... A lot of breweries have specialties, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's really cool, so.
This is, like, I'm excited.
I'm most excited about this one.
As I am.
Yep, so what we're pouring here is from Dogfish Head Brewery.
Nice.
This is one of their newest experimental beers called the 61 Men. Quick story behind it. So the style, it is the Dogfish 60 Minute brewed with Syrah grape musks. So Syrah is a kind of wine. So they use a grape musk from the Syrah in this. The story behind it, Sam Caglione, who's like the rock star. You know, he had the show on Discovery.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it.
Best known. I mean, but, you know, Dogfish, awesome, awesome brewery. So him and a bunch of buddies used to go to an Italian restaurant every week. And they'd each get a pint of 60 Minute and pour a shot of his favorite red wine in that 60 Minute and ended up liking it so much, he was like, I really want to try to recreate this in a beer. And that's kind of was kind of how the idea for the 61 got developed.
So they boil for 61 and then they boil for 61 and then that last minute they put in the one.
But I am a huge fan of this beer.
I
describe it as hop juice. It's hop juice.
Hop juice.
It pours a light red color.
Wow.
It's drinks little, like a juice, a but it's still a hop.
Look
bomb.
At the color.
Oh, wow, it is. It's very...
Like grapefruit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're raised on the Etra.
Here's
like,
to 10 episodes.
Probably
my since we haven't
yeah. Guys,
ten weeks.
Here's to 10 episodes.
10 episodes.
Cheers, cheers.
Here. Ooh. Oh, my God.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's hop juice.
Wow. It's communion beer.
Oh my God,
Sam!
It's
you
not over the top.
It's no, really Sam, you've done it again, sir. And also, the grape must kind of like evens out the dry.
Yeah, I was gonna
it's
say
not
it complements
the
hoppiness a lot.
I get the hoppy, but I don't
but
get
it
like that.
But it complements it.
Yeah,
this is former. This is what I was talking about when we had those lemon shandies. This is a beer that's fruity, but still a beer.
Yeah,
like.
And I will say this, like, I do love the lemon shandy, like, thing, because it is one of those things where, like, right after you mow your lawn, you're like, I want that.
But
that's what I
but
want.
But it's candy.
I'm
going to
do
it's
a
not.
Shandy this summer, but I'm going to do citrus hops in it.
He's going to, what I said on the podcast, he's going to do it.
I'm going to do that shit, because that sounds fucking amazing.
That's fine with me. That sounds I'm not going to say no.
Because I hate shandies.
That's, well.
That's what I want to say. Okay. I want to see Jeff tackle beers he doesn't like. And try to make them in a way that
I will
he
like
likes
it.
Them.
I should start doing that.
You should try to do that with a triple.
I should try to make
use,
a triple I like. I did like
use
I
Cascade
like
House.
Triples. Cascade House. Yeah. That's the success.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to just like,
dude,
that's what we're going to do this.
It smells incredible.
This January.
I love this beer.
I'll make some Cascade Hops. And then I'll put them in that Belgian.
Starting a hop garden.
That's true.
Really? That is
I
want to awesome.
Do, yeah, I want to make my own.
I've heard Cascades, because there's really have been tons of farms. There's one in Black
Cascades
Mountain.
Cascades is easy.
There's one, Three Horses Farm. tons of North Carolina farmland, these old tobacco land.
They do
tobacco,
it in Greensboro.
Yeah, tobacco fields are starting to be hop farmers. Huge, you know, it's almost the new cash crop for North Carolina. And they're experimenting with which styles do well in this climate. And from what I've heard, Cascade's one of the ones that
Cascade and Fuggle.
Well.
We have really good
soil. This goes back
soil.
To a callback real quick from last week when I asked if gay marriage or marijuana would be legal first.
Marijuana.
That's just further proof that it's going to be marijuana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no. Well, another interesting, you know, marijuana tidbit, the humulus plant, which is the hop plant, it grows like a vine and buds. Its closest plant cousin is the cannabis plant.
Yeah, we
that's what we talked about last week.
Right. No, it's why I'm allergic to weed and hops is because they're cousins.
Yeah.
And that's the deal. Like I've explained it. Yeah. I was on a podcast with a couple friends of mine a little while ago, and one of the guys hadn't listened to ours yet, and then he was like, I'm going to listen to it tomorrow. And he'd smoked a huge bowl, like, right next to me. And then he sent me a message the next day. He was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And I was like, bro, I can smoke weed. I just get high really fast. Like, it's not a bad thing. It's not like you're going to anaphylactic shock. It's just like one hit. Boom! Like, I'm just gone.
Which you did one of what you did during Why Not Weekly sometime, one time, and I was like,
oh,
I was
man.
Like, bro.
I
bro.
Did. Like, we did, and that was an episode that didn't air. We our third episode, I smoked like two hits off a bowl, and like, I was just like,
I was like, you're high.
Are we recording? Is that,
I was
we,
like, I was like, you're high, aren't you? And he's like, yeah.
But yeah, and so he was like, oh God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, bro, did I die? Did I break out in hives? You're good. Calm down. It's okay. But yeah, it is. It's the closest relative to.
Well, it is. And then, you know, you get a lot of references to it, you know, as well. Like, we have one beer in here from Caldera Brewery out of Ashland, Oregon called Hop Hash.
Nice.
It is made through, they have a screen that they make the hop pellets.
It's like Keef.
Used for brewing. And then they scrape the hop resin off of the screen and use that substance in the beer. And so it's called Hop Hash.
That's Hop Hash. That's what Hop Hash is. I mean.
Oh, man. I know a lot of our friends who would be like, whoa, that's awesome.
Gavin and I were talking about that when they made it legal.
I
could
do that.
Yeah.
If they were going to start doing it. In the beer.
This one's for you, corporate.
It would have to be an IPA, I feel
well,
like.
We have one from Uinta called the Doobie, but it's an Imperial Black IPA. They use hemp seed in. Use some hemp seed in it, but they don't use actual, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though. I like that. I think that it's really interesting that
this beer's so
like
good.
People are starting
yeah,
to
I'm
really branch out. Because, I mean, but it's kind of, I guess, our generation does that with things anyway. Like, we've decided that things that have, you know, been the old reliables and, like, the recipes that everyone has known and loved for forever and all that, like, we've kind of pushed towards being like, you know what, let's take this thing that everyone loves and let's tweak it.
It seems like there's sort of a cycle that happens in society, and you sort of have mom and pops, and then big business, and then mom and pops. And I feel like we're kind of on, just by proof of this place even, we're kind of on, like, the local mom-and-pop side of things, where it's, like, you get these, like, locally-owned shops and stuff, and then people are branching out and trying new things, and then, you know, our kids will refine that, and then their kids will branch out again. But it's cool. I personally really enjoy being on this side of things. It seems real exciting to just see new stuff cropping up and being able to shape the culture of where you live, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt.
It's... What are we walking into?
Well... showing a little love to the hometown brewery here. This is Cottonwood, which is brewed by Foothills now.
Right.
This is their latest seasonal, the Frostbite, that just hit the floor.
Oh,
I'm personally a huge fan of it. It's a Cascadian Dark Ale or a Black IPA.
Oh, I love
nice.
Black IPAs.
And this Frostbite, man, I look forward to it every year. Foothills really nails this one dead on. It is a super great Black IPA.
Do you like the Black Lagers?
I do.
I love those a lot.
I do. I love Black Lagers. They're like nice and easy drinking.
They're pretty rare.
I had a Zingu for the first time about 3 years ago, and then I just like fell in love with it.
Zingu. We've talked about Zingu many times on the podcast.
Zingu is a great beer.
Yes. So this is the wild card, by the way.
I like this. I don't know many Black IPAs. Like, the first one I had was Otter Creek. It's a great Black IPA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this smells...
I think Mystery just put one out that's all kind of crazy.
This
you
is
know,
the smell like the color of this beer.
They just started bottling it.
Yeah,
it doesn't
like it.
Smell like the color.
No.
Whoa.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
You got the floral.
What the fuck? It smells like grapefruit.
It's very floral.
Holy that's like shit.
That's, it smells like grapefruit.
Because I expect
what
every
kind
time
of hops is that.
It's got to.
Oh my god! It really does. Like
I believe the hops are from the Pacific Northwest. Okay. I'm not sure the exact.
I just because I look
that
at
is,
it expecting
the front
like
end on that is so good.
I expect I look at this and I expect malt sweetness, and then I smell it and I'm like, whoa!
Oh, yeah. Oh god!
Yeah, they nailed this Frostbite, man. That's a great representation of the style.
Damn it! I need to.
That's
find
a great name for it too. As weird as that is, I love when you can like read the name on the beer and then you drink it and you're like, man, this tastes like
that's like almost
frostbite. Like
that's almost the, piney.
That's the beer. It tastes like Washington State.
Kind
if
of.
If Washington State was a beer, it would be this beer.
And it's
like
brewed here, which is fine.
No doubt.
Adventure Time. We're gonna go to Foothills and I'm gonna ask him for the homebrew recipe of this.
Oh yeah, because
we're gonna
do that.
We're gonna do that.
Okay.
If they would give it to me, because I really like this.
That's a good, because usually this time of year you don't get a whole lot of IPAs. It's usually your winter warmers, your porters, your stouts.
Yep.
But this is perfect.
It's
so you said
black.
This is a seasonal? This is like a.
This is the seasonal, yeah. This follows
seasonal?
The cottonwood pumpkin that they come
okay.
out with. So
yeah.
Frostbite's the next one they do.
Okay, so just like Colin is kind of weird about the fall seasonals, I'm not big on winter seasonals, but this is delicious.
I'm not big on them when they're just like spice bombs. They're like.
Yeah. Yeah,
just,
nutmeg cinnamon.
Yeah.
They were like even the Sam Adams. I've told my story about the Sam Adams Winterfest.
You are not the only person. Everyone I've told about that,
man.
They're like, oh, dude, yeah, it's total fucking garbage.
Yeah.
What, the Oktoberfest?
No, the Winterfest.
Winterfest.
Oh.
Sam
yeah,
Adams Winterfest is fucking
the
terrible.
The beer rep. I always go to bars and have beer reps like feeding it to me. And it's like, well, I'm not going to say no to free beer.
Oh.
This beer sucks.
Oh, and
oh,
give, to give
so
our
hoppy.
To give our listeners an idea of like what kind of hops we're talking about, it rates IBU 70. It rates 74 on
nice.
IBU.
That's a good IPA.
That's a very strong
the SRM
brewing
is
unit.
Like.
The SRM is 25.
So,
what are,
if
okay,
anybody
you know,
knows what that means,
yeah, tell everyone what those two things are because I'm sure we got tons of people who don't know what that is. So. Go over that.
IBUs is just the bitterness of the beer.
It's like a Scoville scale, but for
yeah,
bitterness.
International
bittering
units.
Yeah. It, typically, your IPAs will start in like the low 60s and could go up to 100 and I think it's 120.
Yeah,
but after you get it past 100, you can't even tell the difference between
the human palate can't even register. Yeah.
So, yeah
like
you
the
can't
stone
even
ruination.
The only way
example.
You know after
you
that is
tell.
If you can't if your teeth aren't smooth anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
It's your maple fillers. Yeah. That's
and what are SRM?
God, what is the abbreviation? That's pretty much color
okay.
of the alcohol.
So the higher is the darker generally, right?
Yeah, I think it goes up to like 30 something or 40 something.
So
and this rates at 25.
Yeah,
it's
pretty fucking
have,
dark.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
It's rare to have
it's,
high IBU and high IBU.
You can still see through it. It's like a very dark amber,
yeah.
like brown. But
a
once you get to like the, you know, stouts, it's like.
Which leads
40s.
Me to believe they probably started with an amber base.
It's an IPA.
It's an IPA, so they probably use two row. I can't even tell you. I don't even know what they would use.
Get out!
I'm sorry. They
just
use chocolate malts as well. That's how they get the color.
Just too
drunk to right
now.
I'm too drunk.
Dude, we've only had like...
No, we've only had... They've had much more than we've had. That's an inaccurate representation of the portioning.
Yeah. Sorry, wrong sample size. My bad. This is delicious.
This
oh,
is great.
Love it.
I personally, I'm not a fan. It's too hoppy. It's just my thing.
This is different.
Everyone's palate
is
different.
So what is it the... You don't like the front end?
It's
you don't
the
like
back
the hops
end,
on the back
dude.
End?
He hates
the
that back
hops.
End
that makes
is
sense.
So
here's
rough.
A little tip. If you're somebody... If you
yes.
like, if you start to like hoppier beers, but you can't deal with the back end, get it, let it sit on the front of your palate, and then just kind of swallow it and don't let it. If you don't let it sit on the back of your palate, you kind of cut out some of that aftertaste. That's how I think what you told me that or somebody told me that, and that's actually how I got into IPAs was like the back end killed me for the longest time.
Yeah.
It's such a sustaining taste.
Yeah, it'll stick
it
with
you.
This might be Columbus.
It takes forever to fucking go away.
This might be Columbus hops.
They're palate ruiners.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
very
I mean,
piney.
Guess the hops.
I feel like that's what it might be. I could be way off, but Columbus is a good guess.
Or, like, glacial.
No. they don't use Glacial.
No, but it's that same
you
kind
really
of,
want that to be
I
in a beer.
I love Glacial. It's so good.
Because that's what's in the...
I know, and it's so damn good. Nobody uses it.
We're secluding listeners. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
It's in the Full Sail
the
Amber.
Full Sail Amber Lager.
Yes, they use Glacial hops.
Which
so
has not
good.
Come out since, like, the first time we had it.
Oh.
It's so good.
So, I'm just kind of like... Are you guys up for another wild card? Or
yes.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Bring whatever.
Jesus.
I mean...
This is
yeah.
delicious. I'm gonna go buy some of this.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm
fucking
impressed.
Fantastic.
Have you had Cottonwood's Brown?
Is there
no.
a restaurant?
I love
like,
brown ales.
It is such a representation. It's like everything you expect in a brown ale is what it is.
Is it kind of like Sweet Jesse?
It's actually better than
Sweet
Jesse.
Oh,
and I,
that's
I
awesome.
hate to say that because I love Sweet Josie.
Sweet
but,
Jesse is so good.
But when you take a sip of Cottonwood Brown, it's like delicious.
Everything you expect out of a brown ale.
Almost molasses-y, brown sugar, malt, like just, ugh. Like, give me that and a naked woman and a fire and I'm the happiest boy on the planet. It is so
don't
good.
Tell me what the next beer is.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not.
You
want
to yeah.
blind?
Yeah, we're going to blind it.
Okay.
Blind tasting.
The wild. Sorry. This is the true wild.
This is the true wild code. No,
hey, my dad's blind. Can we ease up on the blind comments?
Man. Okay, so.
And
does he play the piano?
Wish. He's brilliant.
Seriously. He plays the discs. He is the disc jockey.
He was.
So we're
yes.
going to do a blind test.
Oh.
We're doing a blind test.
Yes.
This last one will be blind.
Indeed. Well, we got one more after.
I don't know what that one
right?
is either,
but
so don't tell me what that is.
Looks like soda.
Can you guys fill?
It looks like
a
Perrier.
Like
these
it
last two will be
Perrier.
Blind. They are. I won't give any hints or anything, but they are two of the fastest growing in popularity styles, especially in the craft American craft beer market.
Well, then I know what the last one is, because we've talked about this
yes.
on several days.
I already know what it is. Then
there's not a whole lot of Americans doing that right now.
Well, that's the thing, is that you
don't
say...
Don't give it away, I don't know what it is.
I already know what it is, just because he talks
look
about
look at the fucking
time.
Bottle! How can you not tell by the bottle
it's
what style?
Perrier.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes,
it is.
That's what it is.
It's Dom P, baby.
It's clearly an American adjunct lager.
So yeah, let's do this. We'll pour the next one, and Colin, you can go smoke, and then come back, and I'll go smoke. And
this is actually the longest we've ever gone without smoking on the podcast.
Yeah,
so
which
I'd
is
like to point that out.
And
it's the first time we podcasted somewhere we can't smoke
true,
while
true.
We're doing it.
You know what sucks about that? I'm terrified right now. Like, I'm just scared because I don't have a cigarette. I'm
like
so
you don't
scared.
Know what to do with yourself.
I don't. I'm like, man. Eh.
I'm breathing much better. Tomorrow will probably be a lot easier to wake
dude,
up.
Dude, when you guys left on Thursday, that kicked my cold into high gear. I
you
had
on Wednesday?
Call, yeah, when you guys left on Wednesday. And
yeah.
So I had to, I didn't go to work that night. I
yeah.
called out that day. I was like, nope, too sick, can't go. Ooh.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on in here, but it looks like honey.
It does look like honey.
It looks like honey. It is honey color.
That was the perfect pour there, wasn't it?
That
yeah,
was absolutely gorgeous.
Wow, Jeff just got like
look at that
real beer in a 6 ounce glass.
I need to take a picture of this. I'm gonna post this
quickly before it fades.
Yeah, just a little splash. There we go. That's cute.
Just dip your finger on the top and see what happens to the head.
No, don't like stick my greasy finger in there.
And
so
it
you're
like
you're
a
not supposed to do that shit.
I fell asleep watching that last night. It
yeah.
makes me so happy.
I'm gonna put that on Twitter.
Are we tasting? Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh,
cheers.
Yeah. I don't know what this is.
Cheers again.
Blind tasting.
I can tell you what I think it is just by the smell.
Oh, I gotta.
I know what this is. I can tell you what style it is, but I don't know the brand. That's a Saison.
Yep.
Right on. That's correct.
Yeah!
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
It's a Saison. It's kind of a. It's a. They call them, are also called farmhouse ales. There's different variations.
Yes.
I chose this one because this is a true. Very standard, true to the South Saison. It's called the from Stillwater Brewery, who is doing phenomenal stuff. Very experimental brewery.
Oh shit, that's super hoppy on the back end too.
And this is called the State
really?
Side Saison, but just super traditional.
See, I don't feel like
I don't get hop. I get
no.
an egg.
Super
too.
Super dry finish.
It's
very
malty.
Complex drink.
Yeah, malty, grassy.
Okay, then I'm gonna say it this way. There's something that's very familiar to me that tastes a little like hop.
Well, no, it is
there.
That is hop,
yeah.
but it's not bitter. It's
no,
just like
it's
grassy.
Just it's that feeling. But yeah, I'm pretty much a fan.
This
of
is
the North Carolina.
With these, they ferment higher when they're fermenting. Mm-hmm. That's why they call them farmhouse, mm-hmm. because they do them in France, yeah. and they would just pretty much let them go with whatever temperature
they
were.
That's cool.
So they have a higher, like, you know, there's more esters and more stuff mm-hmm. like that, which is typically off flavors, but what they go with for that style.
Right, because I would never think of hay being a good flavor for a beer, yeah, but in this context, it works.
Like the kind of banana-y, hefeweizen-y flavor in it, that's kind of an awesome.
So, sorry to change topic, but I just thought of a really funny joke. When
tell
I heard
it,
hay
go for it.
So, I am extremely pro, you know, gay marriage everything.
Oh, yeah,
this
of course.
Is not enough. But what do gay horses eat?
Hey.
No, buttholes, silly.
That worked perfect.
Thank you and good night. We're done. Good night, guys.
You teed it up awesome, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just tossed it up and he just... I'm so sad Alex missed that. Well, we're not going to tell him. He has to listen to it.
He does listen to it.
He's the only one who listens to the ones that he's actually on. I don't either, though.
I do.
I haven't listened to the last, like, 3.
They give me shit because I don't listen to the episodes that I'm on.
You don't listen to the episodes you're not on.
I have been listening. But, you know, shit.
But, buttholes.
But no, this is fantastic.
It's
I really like this.
Right. I just had my first farmhouse sale, and I think you did too, right? Big Save last year? The Tank 7.
The Tank 7 was
Saison,
my
trophy
yeah.
did. That was very good.
I had the Tank 7 for the first time last year.
Rally trophy.
Yeah.
For really good things about
this.
So I looked at Jeff right after I tried it, and I was like, Jeff, this is my new favorite beer.
It's the style's really growing in popularity. You're
it
seeing
really is.
Tons of breweries that are doing these Belgian, more like, you know, funky, wild yeast, you know.
Unfiltered
beers, yeah.
I'm all for it.
And the Belgian just sit back going, go ahead and try, America.
Yeah, they still mess.
As long as we keep cold distribution, I'm all for unfiltered beer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for just, like, crazy, off-the-wall European stuff coming here and trying to get... That's
oh, man, that's good. This is a good front porch beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
A lot of times we talk about, like, the seasonality of beer. It's really important almost to the flavor of it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're trying to drink a stout in the middle of the summer, sometimes it just doesn't taste right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you're going to throw up.
And this generally is, you know, like, this, obviously, very refreshing. I mean, this is a good hot weather beer, spring style beer.
I was going to say, this is definitely a spring beer for me.
I just personally love this style, so I'll drink it all year.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm in my house, you know, kicking my feet up. You know,
Stateside Saison. I like the name of it.
No, it's very good.
It's the kind of, it's what we make reference to sometimes, like, it's a hard work beer.
Yeah.
You bust your ass all day, and it's not good. This is a good one that just, like, it's like Sprite. It's refreshing, but it's not water.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I'm hard at work, like, if I'm busy at work, I do not, the first thing I grab is not a Coca-Cola. It's mm-hmm. definitely a Sprite.
Yeah.
So, Saison, a Sprite of beers. Oh, this is really good, man. But with, like, honey on the nose, hay on the back end, like, some nice, a little bit of banana in the front.
Very, like, citrusy.
Yeah. We sound like jackasses.
This is what happens when a farmer steps away.
Yeah. We become beer snobs.
We get to turn into beer snobs, and nobody's talking about a penis.
We're just like, filling dead space. Just like, oh, I'm just...
Well, it's a great thing, too. You mentioned, like, you know... And I feel like craft beer is a little more open to you. You do get some people that kind of will snub their nose, you know, but it's such a, you know, inviting industry, down-to-earth people that generally run breweries, work in breweries, work in brew shops. I mean,
it's a pretty open culture for the most part, too.
No doubt.
Because it's not like we're not exclusionary. We're like,
very
come in,
underground
drink.
Grassroots culture, which segue, the same as the disc golf culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just sell discs here as well, a disc golf shop.
Absolutely.
And that's another reason. I have been throwing for 12 years, but I thought the two cultures just meshed together
absolutely.
As a grassroots.
You
want to
be a little bit drunker as you keep throwing.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only way they don't mesh is because North Carolina hates fun, and so you're usually not supposed to drink.
My dog is the embodiment of North Carolina.
He
just hates fun. He just hates it so much.
It's like hanging out with Grandpa, man.
It is.
But, I mean, yeah, like, we sit around and we throw all these terms around, like, the nose, the finish, the blah, blah, blah. That's just because we're just used to drinking beer and we know what we like to drink. And we know how to talk about it with one another.
And
we're nerds.
Let's face it, we have a lot of friends that aren't that interesting. And so the only thing we can talk about is what we're drinking.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think one thing that I'd love to do one day during a podcast, when we do another beer podcast, is do a beer for dummies. kind of thing.
That's excellent.
Yeah, 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 that'd be exciting.
Do more basic styles like an amber pale IPA. I wanted to do some fun stuff here today.
Yeah, this is a great choice.
These are fucking amazing.
I'd also like to point out while we have a little bit of downtime before the last beer. Go ahead and burn one. There's a door in the back on the left. So a couple of things that I wanted to mention about it kind of ties into this, because when Matt does events, if he would like us to come and sit in with a booth for Name Redacted to kind of do a little bit of cross promotion so you guys can come out and see us and buy beer and do tastings and stuff like that. We also, the ARF event that's happening across the street at Carlisle's in a couple weeks, we're going to be at that. We're going to do that one. So if you guys have any events that are coming up that you think you would like us to be at, to bring a booth, to give away a little bit of merch, to do a little bit of publicity, to do a live podcast from, please let us know. If you guys have an event that you want to do a cover charge, we can probably attract some people where you'll actually get a little bit of money out of it. And we won't take too much of your money, I promise. I think that this is especially... Today's episode is a perfect time to talk about this because I plan on having a very long, very good relationship with Stella Brews and Matt. Like, I think that Name Redacted will be doing a lot of things with Matt over the next, you know, however many years that you know, this is going on, hopefully forever. And I would really, you know, like other people to get involved with us as well, because just like Matt said, like with brewers and things like that, they're very inviting people. We want you guys to feel the same way about us. You guys can talk to us, send us messages, send us comments and all that stuff. Come talk to us when we're out places. When me and Colin and Chris and Jeff, when we go out places, and like, we're always technically representing the podcast wherever we are.
Absolutely.
We are always representing our brand. That's what we're doing. So if you want to, you know, get a little bit of Name Redacted, you know, exposure and talk with us and stuff, we're normal dudes. We want to talk to you.
And if you come up and recognize us out of nowhere, we're going to have some swag here pretty soon. So
yes.
You might even score some sweet swag.
We are going to do...
beers.
Yes,
and
we are...
some shirts and whatever else.
The Name Redacted beer is coming out. We're going to do shirts. I think we're going to try to do hats at some point. Not
some
quite
buttons,
yet. So we're going to do buttons and stickers and all kinds of shit like that. And Matt actually has some really fucking cool stickers.
Yeah.
They're all over my toolbox for work. Everybody else has the sticker for the company, like the big H is just slammed on there, and I'm like, all right, here's one of Ricky's face, here's one for the tattoo shop, here's one for Lightning Kill My Bags.
I have that, I still have that sticker of Ricky's face.
I've got fucking 12 of them, dude. I have 12 stickers of Ricky's face. And like I said, we're going to be doing giveaways for quiz shows and stuff. So, you know, when we do that kind of stuff, we want you guys to win. We're not like, oh, we're keeping the merch. We want you guys to participate, and we want you to win. That's something we want to do, because the more you guys are involved, the more fun it is. Yeah, and the more fun it is for us. Like, the more you guys want to be interactive and like, oh, shit, they're giving away swag. I want some fucking gear. Like, we want to give away shit. We do. And... We want you to come down here and talk to Matt. Like I said before, I tell everybody that comes across me that's like, oh, I kind of like beer. I'm like, if you like beer, you should go here and talk to Matt, because he's a super sweet dude and he wants to talk to you. Trust me. So that's like, it's a community. It's a family. That's what we do.
They have sweet t-shirts.
God, yes. They do. They're American Apparel.
American
they feel
apparel.
So good.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, I mean, they make the best.
They're so good. $18?
That is, yes.
Yes.
18, and they're, you know, oh, they're 18. Yeah, you know, they're expensive to buy.
That's
they're
a,
American Apparel.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
American
yeah,
Apparel. Top quality material.
Yeah.
No,
so.
But the thing about American Apparel is it lasts for fucking ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to know.
Yeah, sure.
What were some of the, starting your own business, especially in an industry that's like as heavily regulated as it is, what were some of the difficulties that you didn't necessarily expect to have in doing something like this?
For the most part, dealing with just, like I said, I came from the wholesale industry. I knew the products. I knew the business inside and out.
Right.
The biggest difficulties I ran into were, A, getting a loan to do it and going
right.
through that process of getting a loan approved, going through the closing process. I mean, it's just, you know, a full-time job in itself.
Right.
And then dealing with, you know, the city's great people in the city I dealt with. I mean, so, you know, like super awesome people. It's just, man, you
there's a lot of red tape.
And there's a process there for a reason, just so like not anyone can do it, but there's a lot of red tape, and it is, man, it is a grueling process to, you know, get sign permits. You got to get, you know, your ABC fire inspections, your building inspections, your zoning inspections. Yeah. There's different ordinances you have to meet, and different kinds of towns. It's stuff you never really think about until you know, physically are opening a brick and mortar store.
Right.
But once that's all done, you know, it's. I got for a while there between dealing with that and closing the bank loan, it was like, almost forgot what I was doing. Like, I thought that was my job. That was the end game. So now that's all in the rearview mirror there. But that was,
yeah.
I'd say, just dealing with the red tape. And,
I'll tell you what, I actually am about to have to head to work in just a minute, so let's save that one for you guys can do a post show.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I guess what we'll do here is we'll wrap it up with a few quick plugs, and we'll do picks of the week, and then I'll get the fuck out of here. And you guys can continue recording for however fucking long you want. I really don't care. Yeah, we'll do it that way.
Cool. And, do you want me to drop this back off at your parent house?
Nah, just give it to me tomorrow.
I'll get you tomorrow. I got some stuff to do tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm free until I got to go to work at 11. So, so
Addicts coming to Pop Town.
Coming out to the PFAF. So, yeah, today has been really fun. Like,
yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Episode.
A little bummed I couldn't get a little drunk, but...
I'm not just a little drunk. But then again, I did eat like 4 eggs, 6 pieces of bacon on toast, and...
This is a callback to the very first episode.
Double brunch.
That was double brunch.
Double brunch.
That was very first... So in our tenth week, we're doing a callback to episode 1 for double brunch.
Was that the episode that I had 4 eggs and then a protein shake?
No. That was
no,
the episode
you
where
you worked
double brunch.
And I was
yeah.
Double brunch, that sounds delicious.
You're like, what is that? And he was like, what is that, like 6 slices of bacon? let's do a few quick plugs. I got a plug across the street. They're going to do the ARF thing in a couple weeks. I'll actually post the official date when I find out, which should be about tomorrow.
And we'll be there.
And we will be there. Also, we have been given permission to do live podcasts at the store across the street at Ardmore Coffee. So we are going to be doing that pretty frequently, and we're going to have Justin, our favorite barista over there, is going to sit in with us all the time. That's not a word, dude.
It is a word.
It is.
It's not a word in spell check. I tried to type it.
That's because your T9's not in Italian.
Eat a dick. Anyway.
grammar exists in other languages. You know that.
I mean, like... If you want to call them languages, I'm just kidding. So,
you know, like
the Italian,
language?
Yeah.
I was supposed to say, like, Romance languages that have been around longer than Germanic languages. Where was I on the language podcast?
So that's something we're going to be doing. Also, I believe next week we are going to try to get in our comic book podcast,
yes.
Which should be really fun.
Yes.
Which is kind of,
there
quote
could
unquote,
be, there
officially
could be,
sponsored by.
Kind of.
No.
There could be a special location, so
yeah.
Stay tuned to the Facebook for that.
Yeah.
If everything goes to plan, something fun could be happening with that.
We are doing it with the guy that does own
Berkshire Comics.
He
will be there. Ian Street will be there. There's a little bit of controversy in the comic book world right now that we'll be discussing,
yes.
Which we'll talk about later.
Justin gave us our topic, or one of our good topics for
yes.
this.
And
cool.
What else? I had a plug. Facebook. I posted a question on Facebook. A lot of you guys liked it but didn't comment on it,
yeah.
Which I was like, that's not the point. So if you guys would just please let us know where you would like to see us do live podcasts. And
especially because it's going to help us get some bookings if we have like, hey, these people want
would come
to see
us here. Exactly.
Yeah.
So let us know. NameRedactionPodcast@gmail.com and find us on Facebook, facebook.com/NameRedaction.
Yep.
Podcast, and then at InRedacted for Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
All lowercase.
That
does it for plugs for
yeah.
games.
Actually, I gotta fucking run. So you guys can do picks of the week, and I'll just bow out this weekend. So everybody, thank you for listening this week. I'm gonna go ahead and step out and go to work and do that thing where I make a little bit of money. Matt, thank you for having us here, for letting us drink your beer, for being on the show and talking to us and all that stuff, and for just generally being really nice whenever we come in and fucking bug you when you're here. Like,
you're gonna buy something? No, I'm just looking.
I'm usually just so busy, but no problem at all. You guys are always welcome.
Thank you. Always appreciate.
Always appreciate having good beer conversations. And quick plug here. Yes. I'm doing plugs. Just everyone in the craft beer industry in Winston. I mean, you know, the other shops, City Beverage. Yeah. Even the Total Wine and Whole Foods of the world that turn people on to craft beer. All the new breweries, Small Batch Hoops, and wonderful Foothills opening up. Winston-Salem's really turning into a great craft beer town.
Yes.
And it's an industry where a rising tide tends to raise all ships. So just, you know, keep supporting everyone in the community and doing good things for craft beers.
And from Name Redacted, I'm Alex Fulmer.
Colin Norris.
Jeff Schumann.
And Chris Nielsen.
And our special guest,
Matt Bostic.
Matt Bostic.
Thank you guys for listening tonight.
Go out and touch some butts.
And same time next week.
Insert culturally sensitive outro.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.